Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the top of the second hour, August 25th, Tuesday, 2008. And before we take a couple more callers, and hopefully Alex will be with us in the second segment, we're going to have Mike Rivero coming up of WhatReallyHappened.com after that. And I want to let people know that Cindy Sheehan caught a phone bugger in the act at the DNC. Unbelievable. This is an excerpt from the report posted by Cindy Sheehan at the San Francisco Bay Area Independent Media Center. The most troubling thing that happened, though, when I arrived back at my hotel, we got back early because of the altitude and sleeplessness were starting to take a toll on us. We did not march after the rally, so we decided to rest before the next event at 7 p.m. As I walked toward my room, I noticed that the door was open, with the security bolt blocking the complete closing of the door. I knew immediately that I had not left the door open, and I double-checked to make sure it was the right room, because as a frequent traveler, I have never been known to forget my room number, but it was the right room. I was upset, first thinking the housekeeping had made a mistake and left my room open, and I was worried that something might be missing. So I walked into my room, and bigger than life, there was a man standing by my desk, holding the room phone and a screwdriver in his hand. I immediately said, "What the hell are you doing? Are you putting a bug in my phone?" He looked like he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar and stammered and said, "No, you're having problems with the phone." Unbelievable. Just completely unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. By the way, if you don't know the call-in line, not that I'm hurting for callers, but if you want to call in, the call-in line is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And I think there's an alternate number. It's 512-646-5400. I really think the 800 number, though, 800-259-9231. So if you're a new listener and you want to call in, please do so. All right. Let's take another couple callers before we get Alex on the line, hopefully into the next segment. Let's go to Ted in Texas. Ted, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Have you seen the video of Gruff Jenkins and Fox News attacked at the DNC?
No, I haven't. Who's Gruff Jenkins?
Griff Jenkins, he's just a no-name reporter for them. Basically,
okay,
what he did was he inserted himself right in the center of a big crowd of people. And the outrageous thing for me was to see at 21 seconds in the video, either a Fox News person or a provocateur holding a child and inserting himself and the screaming child in between the camera people that were being attacked.
How old was the kid?
Couldn't have been older than 5.
Oh, my God.
You got to search this out. It's at 21 seconds in the video. It's Griff Jenkins and Fox News attacked at DNC. I just searched DNC, and it was the first Google return. But it's at 21 seconds in the video. And the other thing is they're dropping the F-bomb over and over.
Oh, see, then
News.
I can't play it. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, you're not going to be able to play it, but somebody out there might be able to edit the video and, you know, get the audio out of it. But there is unmistakably a man holding a 5-year-old child and inserting himself in between the converging mob. It is unbelievable.
Now, see, I'm watching it right now, and it is pretty unbelievable. And, so this one guy is literally attacking the cameraman. That's not the way to go. You know, that's not what we're about. Listen, first of all, physical violence is never going to work. Covering your face is never going to work. We have to be open. We have to be public. We have to be peaceful. Thanks for the call, Ted. Hopefully we can have somebody edit this up. I mean, it's tough on radio, folks, to play something like this. Oh, it's a little girl, too. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Why are they doing this? Well, it's to make us look bad. It's to try to squelch dissent in this country. It's trying to get rid of free speech. Know what you're doing if you're going to protest. Have a purpose. All right, we'll be back with Alex Jones and Michael Rivero after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline. Buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill's going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex is calling in just a moment. And it has just been a total and complete adventure over at the DNC. It's unbelievable. You can watch all this stuff live over at InfoWars.com via Justin.TV. We're going to get to Mike Rivero, hopefully, in the next segment. He's waiting patiently on the line, whatreallyhappened.com. But I want to reiterate that this Recreate 68 group keeps saying, oh, we're not violent, we never called for violence. But again, get on your computer right now. Go to recreate68.com/shieldbook.pdf. They are still hosting a ridiculous, anarchist, violent shield book where they're saying remove barriers, basically provocateur cops, use trash cans. They have people dressed up in ridiculous armament. So for them to say that they're not the violent group, well, they're hosting a very violent PDF on their site. That's www.recreate68.com/shieldbook.pdf proves beyond a reasonable doubt that they were trying to provocateur violence. They couldn't get enough people out there to do so in a meaningful way to stop the rest of our free speech and dissent. And now joining us is Alex Jones live from the DNC. Thanks for being here, Alex.
You bet, Jason. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. You sound great.
Okay. I've got the Invesco Field, one of the centers behind me. We're outside the American Presidential Experience Mock White House facility. We're just giving people a tour of the video that's up on InfoWars.com right now. And, of course, for all the great Justin TV folks, you can always tune in to the radio show after I'm gone for continual coverage and some of the best guests out there. And Jason Berman's doing a fabulous job of sitting in. Just want to add before I give you a rundown of what happened yesterday. It was incredible. That Fabled Enemies is coming out in just 5 days. Pre-order the DVD now. You'll be the first. It'll be prepackaged, ready to be shipped out to you on September 1st. And then in the evening of the 31st into September 1st, we're releasing Fabled Enemies at PrisonPlanet.tv. So please, folks, this film is so important. Please get it today. Now, let me just break down what happened very succinctly. And I need the listeners' help in countering this, because if we don't counter this, this will be added to the false legend or the false background they've attached to my identity. Let me just break down for everybody exactly what happened yesterday. First, we've been all over town, but the first time we engaged the anarchists in Recreate 68 was at around noon or so. Everybody heard it here on the show. We're peacefully interviewing anarchists, streaming live over the web. They're yelling at us, bullhorning me in my face, saying they were Recreate 68. 50 yards away, they're having their speaker, Ward Churchill and others, after speaking, they start bullhorning. They say, we're causing a disturbance. There's media everywhere. Police on horses, riot police. They start shoving me, pushing me, saying that I'm causing the disturbance. And so I just say, you know what? You want to violate my First Amendment? You want to do what the cops aren't doing? The cops weren't violating my First Amendment. I said, fine, I'm just going to leave. And as I left, they shoved me some more. So I shoved one guy back. He didn't seem to like that. And as soon as I shoved him, they went, oh, look, he shoved him. So these are provocateurs of the worst type. Then, last night, or in the evening, about 6 o'clock here, 7 o'clock Central, we go down by the Denver Mint, where they were going to go surround it. They had the federal police with their machine guns behind it. They had the Denver police around it. It's about 300 Recreate 68 people maximum. I mean, I'd say 200 were Recreate 68, an anarchist. Pretty much I'd call it an anarchist group. Almost all of them are anarchists. Now, a lot of them were fans of the show. A lot of them hate the New World Order. But the leaders are all the really rabid ones. And it was just blew me away that I would have an anarchist when I was just walking down the street would come over and start hitting me on the arm. They would come over and not hard, but just, You know, they'd walk up and say, beautiful day in the neighborhood, beautiful day in the neighborhood. They start hitting me with a flyer, then they hit me with their knuckles. And this went on. Or I'd be in a crowd just peacefully videotaping, not even talking. They'd come up and, oh, sorry, you know, run into me and start laughing, going, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I mean, they hate the fact that I've exposed that they're just clowns who get all the media attention because they act like these geeky clowns, and that it discredits everybody, Jason.
Absolutely.
So then all that happens, and then I've been there about 15 minutes in the main crowd down from this park right in front of the Denver Mint, and Luke Rayowski, if we are changed, whatever, he goes, you know, that's Michelle Malkin right over there. So I go over to her, and at first I'm polite, but I go, you called for internment camps, you called for torture. And quote one of her bodyguards, one of the other bloggers she works with, it's linked on her site, comes over, he goes, he literally says, I'm big, and starts going, you know, bumping into me with his stomach, because his chest, you know, was sunken in, with his big belly bouncing it up against me. I shouldn't talk about it because that's too, but this is about five times mine. So this is about 6'5" guys bumping into me, thinking it's going to intimidate me. That went on and on. And then there were like these four court jesters. They were even dressed up in like clown hats who were like little neocon frat boys. And they started going, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin. And then they started screaming, Alex Jones said, kill Michelle Malkin. And
they were wearing like ridiculous berets and like putting their arm around you. And they were basically just trying to distract the issue.
But listen, here's the issue. They were with some of the allied neocon bloggers. There were about, I'd say 12 of them, or maybe more total, with Malcolm and her people and some other cameras, and they were doing some feeds as well. But the point here is they expertly started screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, and then they'd say, look, he said kill Michelle Malkin. And the Denver Post bit on it, said I said kill Michelle Malkin. Doesn't matter that all the videos archived at Infowars.com for free. You can see it from multiple camera angles, other people's angles. I said nothing like that. It doesn't matter. If all that happened. And then I was very clear. I said, you said that Infowars.com and myself were liars on your hot air website. You said that the Marines did not throw that puppy off the cliff, and she just looked totally guilty. Well, the Denver Post and a bunch of other newspapers got it wrong and said that, well, Alex Jones claims the Marines drowned puppies. So, see, rather than facing the fact that I exposed that she was wrong and lied and said that we were liars about them killing that puppy, They don't care about dead Iraqi children, so we covered the puppy issue. Everybody got outraged. Now it's admitted, the Marines admitted it was a real puppy. She said it was a robot puppy that we staged, it was fake. And instead, the Denver Post and others, it was several other papers, instead of them coming out and saying, and Alex Jones confronted her about how she denied the Marines killed that puppy, it was Alex made up that they drowned a puppy. So, see, I'm on all these videos in front of the news saying, threw the puppy off the cliff, threw the puppy off the cliff. So they build a straw man of me saying that they drowned the puppy. That way I can now be a liar because Marines didn't drown the puppy. So see, this is the type of disinformation. So now radio stations all over the country, print media, it's Alex Jones assaulted the poor, innocent Michelle Malkin. Alex Jones made up stuff about drowning puppies. Alex Jones said kill her. Doesn't matter how many videos there are. Doesn't matter how much proof there is, because these people are about lies. They are about deception. That's who they are. But I want to make clear, her people were shoving me. They grabbed Rob Jacobson's with his $10,000 rig camera. They grabbed it. They got very, very violent with it. They were shoving on Aaron. And the next time he shoved me, I did shove him. And then he played like it was really a hard shove and went, oh, and like fell back. And they said, he pushed me. So, I mean, these people are despicable. They're obviously trained in this. But imagine their own people screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, and then screaming next, he said, kill her! And that's all on clear videos now. I talked to Paul Watson about an hour and a half ago before I went on Tom Martino on the talk show here in Denver. Paul has now identified, and yes, it's clear, they're the ones screaming it, and they tried to frame me with it. Now, this isn't like German Talis, where they could assault him and then claim he attacked somebody in a wheelchair. Thank God we had video cameras, or that's exactly what they'd be saying. They'd say that I had, you know, beaten some girl in a wheelchair or something, or beat up an old lady.
Well, I mean they already have the Recreate 68 guy saying that, you know, Falcon is a true patriot, and you're the true provocateur.
The they say I'm a provocateur. They say I started it. They screamed out, she's a patriot. They were helping her. This is what I'm talking about. You have the left and the right working together in deception and deceit. And Recreate 68 will never tell you what they're about. Never stop the war. Never stop the FEMA camps. It's all just, look, there's other good demonstrations. There's the Falun Gong. There's other groups that are much bigger than them. Clean cut, happy families, whatever. This group is meant to get all the attention. I don't know if it's by design, but they're meant to act like clowns. They're meant to act like fools. They act like complete and total morons, so that all other demonstrations are discredited. So that the media can give them 90%+ of the coverage internationally, these clowns get it. And, man, when we show up on public streets, they get pissed because they do not want us to get any of the media attention. Frankly, I don't even like going down around these things. They got demonstrations going on right now. I'm not even going to. We could go in there right now and basically, you know, have them they would come attack us. That would become the media spectacle, and then they'll say that it's us attacking them. But I want to be clear. They talk about how they're nonviolent. They've attacked Rob. They've attacked Aaron. They've attacked myself. They come up. They punch you. They push you. Their favorite thing is to elbow you in the ribs. And then if you push them back or even say stop it, they start screaming, no, don't be violent. No, 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 don't be bad. Don't do that. He's hitting me. I mean, these people are sick. And they're dead. I mean, let me tell you, Malkin's people and the Recreate liberals, they all behave the same, just different rhetoric. You know, they're saying a little bit different issues, but the disinformation, the spin, the games, it's all about deception. And I guess that's why we're getting all the attention here and really shaking all these groups up, is because, as George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, or in a what's the exact quote, Rob?
In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, Alex.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I actually sell an Infowars.com T-shirt that has it on it. I'm just so fried.
And I wear that shirt.
You ever get so tired, then you can't sleep. But yes. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's all we're doing out here. And look, other events, we've seen the cops be bad. We've seen provocateurs. We've seen this happen. The Denver police, as far as I can tell, are not in on the provocateuring. You know, other police departments have. We know the feds have. But they don't need to now. They just bring in this foundation group, Recreate 68, 300 of them. They act like clowns, discredit all the protesters, and then lie and demonize everybody.
Absolutely, Alex. And we'll be back after this with yourself and Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. You can see it live over at Infowars.com, streaming at the DNC.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to survivalistseeds.com.
Now, for the first time,
Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from survivalistseeds.com.
Family size still available at survivalistseeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
All right, folks, we're back. Let's not waste any time with this bumper music. I mean, there's just too much thunder and lightning going on with Alex Jones live at the DNC right now, and we've got Michael Rivero also patiently holding on the line. Let's get Michael's take on the DNC and see if he has any questions for Alex. Michael, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm definitely there, and I've been following on the videos and the online streams with what Alex is going through. with Michelle Malkin and with this Recreate 68 group. I think these are the same people. They used to call themselves Rent-A-Ruckus, and they are paid professional disruptors. And they're basically following the same model that the FBI used to do back in the COINTELPRO days back in the 60s, when the goal was to make pro-peace, anti-Vietnam War demonstrators look as bad as possible for the media. And, the tactics have not changed. This is exactly what they used to do. This group, in fact, we need to find out who pays for them and who runs them. But in all probability, they've at least been trained by some of the old COINTELPRO people from back in the 1960s, because they're acting exactly like the FBI informants used to do.
Absolutely. Alex?
Let me just throw this out, and I'm going to let you go. Come up in about an hour and a half is a 9/11 Truth March, so I'll call in live with that. We'll also have the live feed up on Infowars.com. I want to thank Mike Rivera for coming on. Mike, I need your help, and I need everybody else's help, getting the videos out that show that I didn't say kill Michelle Malkin, and that her people said that, and then said, look, he said kill her. I mean, this is really a sick hoax they've now put out. It's being picked up by a lot of radio shows and things, and they just get away with this over and over again. Well, they obviously haven't gotten over that much yet, but they're totally discredited with most people now. But it's just so dastardly and so sick. So I'd like to get Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com's analysis of that end, because both Michelle Malkin and her cadre and the anarchist were using the same tactics of just totally lying and making stuff up.
Mike?
Well, like I said, that's definitely a tactic that comes out of COINTELPRO, and I've already put up your videos at WhatReallyHappened.com to get the story out, to basically just show, let people decide for themselves, how the confrontation with Michelle Malkin went. It's very obvious she was just trying to ignore you and blow you off in the whole situation. But yes, these Rent-A-Ruckus people, they're following
the
same
instruction. They were for her. They said Michelle Malkin is a great American and started attacking me.
Yeah, but again, it's the same tactics from COINTELPRO, and I would not be surprised if this group does have direct links to the U.S. government.
Oh, I think it's absolutely obvious. I mean, they've sat there and parroted saying, we're not a violent group. Well, again, they are hosting a quote-unquote shieldbook.pdf on recreate.68.com/shieldbook, where they're literally calling for people to mask their face, wear helmets, bring shields, and throw red paint.
Regardless, I've had them rough me up and everybody else up, and so it's all on record. I'm going to let you guys get back to work. I'll call in later with another report.
All right, thanks for joining us, Alex. And remember, you can see the live video stream right now over at Infowars.com. Kind of revolutionary radio, eh, Mike?
Absolutely, and we're seeing a whole revolution right now where the old corporate media and government control of information is definitely on the wane, and the Internet and alternative media. Well, we're transforming the world just as dramatically as Gutenberg did with movable type, and the ruling structures are reacting exactly the same way now that they did way back then. But in the long run, the truth is going to get out. The people are going to realize that there are other sources of information that are more accurate, and they're just going to turn their backs on the government and the corporate media, because they're going to recognize it's just been a lot of lies and deception and control.
I'm with you 100%, and I kind of wanted to get your take on them announcing Joseph Biden as the Democratic nominee for vice president. I mean, this guy is a CFR guy. He's got ties to the Bush administration. He knows full well about the New World Order, speaking about it, writing articles about it in the Wall Street Journal. Why do you think they chose this guy, and was it a smart move on their behalf?
I think it was a smart move in the context that if Obama had not named an ardent pro-Zionist as his vice president, then Hillary would still have funding and support to challenge his nomination here at the convention. But since the Zionists in Israel are going to get what they want anyway, regardless of whether it's Hillary or Biden, then I think Hillary's support has kind of evaporated. And I know we've started this convention with indications Hillary might still try and grab something during the floor vote Wednesday. But this morning we're beginning to see indications that her support isn't there, that a lot of her delegates have abandoned her and gone over to Obama, and that she just is not really going to be able to mount a significant challenge. Of course, she's still a woman very much driven by her anger, and everybody's working to try and calm her down. But I think that was a big reason that Obama went with Biden. I think Obama knew, as did most of us, that if he actually named Hillary as his vice president, he was not likely to survive his first term in office. So he went with the safer choice, which was Biden.
And Biden has really been vying for the presidency now in the last two elections in the Democratic primaries. He's a guy that's well aware of what's going on in the world, and he ain't a good guy. I mean, he knows about the RFID technology. He asked Roberts about it when he became a member of the Supreme Court. So, you know, I'm very suspect of Joseph Biden. I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's a slick talker, and many Americans are going to fall for this Obama-Biden ticket. Go check out the live stream over at Infowars.com right now. We'll be back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
Folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in through Thursday of this week, and then Friday we're going to play a best of. You can watch the live streaming video over at Infowars.com. And we have Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com on the line. Michael was gracious enough to give me an interview for my upcoming film, Fabled Enemies, that hits PrisonPlanet.tv on August 31st and ships out September 1st. From the bunker here in Austin, Texas. So I want to play trailer 2 right now for that and talk to Michael about his participation in the film.
News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they're in intelligence services or what they were doing,
I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have the suspect who driven from throwing the van, and that exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
All right, there it is. Again, August 31st, you can see it on high quality at prisonplanet.tv. We'll probably be dropping it somewhere late afternoon. Mike, why don't you tell people about your, I mean, you interviewed yourself for it. I wrote the questions down, but your participation in it and the topics that we discuss.
Well, basically, one of the problems with living out here in Hawaii, and I know it's going to come across as very kind of weird for people that I would have a complaint about living out here in Hawaii, but we are very far from the mainland. It makes it very difficult to get over there to attend public events and to be interviewed. So what we generally do is, again, as you indicated, you wrote out the questions. I set up my own camera and in my living room and basically shot myself responding to the questions. And you did a masterful job of editing it all together, so it leaves out all the times I stammer and stutter and lose my place in the script.
The magic of Final Cut.
Yes, absolutely. The ultimate issue, though, is that this is a huge scandal, and because of what you were saying before, the mainstream corporate media has lost the battle for the minds of America, the high ground. Is now on the internet and the alternative media. And because of that, people are understanding, first of all, that there is something that needs to be looked into there, that we already know we were lied into the war in Iraq. And now everybody's saying, what else have we been lied to about? And they're willing to accept that they've been lied to about a lot of things. They're willing to accept that the government spends huge amounts of money to deceive them. And in a, I want to kind of get back to what's going on in Denver right now, because mm-hmm. This whole Recreate 68 group is supposed to be, you know, coming back from, the Chicago 7 and the 68 Democratic Convention, and that may be more appropriate a name than they want to let on, because what most people don't know is that Rennie Davis, Tom Hayden, and the others who became the 7 were being funded by federal money. It was channeled to about $192,000 in federal money, $85,000 from the Carnegie Foundation, acting as a conduit for CIA. It was all run through a front group called the Chicago Student Health Organization. And basically, these radical, violent groups are creations of the government that are used to justify, first of all, marginalizing dissent,
mm-hmm.
and eventually, increased police presence and crackdown, on those darn dirty hippies, to quote Ronald Reagan. And I remember when I was in college, and this is giving my age away here, but through their campus informants, and for you young kids listening to this broadcast, yes, the FBI has informants on every college campus in America. And using those informants back in the 60s, they organized a multi-campus peace march against the Vietnam War, ostensibly to take place in front of the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim. Once the march was underway, the organizers, again, the FBI undercover informants, got everybody cranked up and angry and said, they're ignoring us, let's go inside, left the turnstiles, went into the Disneyland park, caused a lot of property damage. The newspapers were there taking pictures of it. The National Guard showed up. The next day it was on every newspaper in America how those darn peace marchers had trashed Disneyland, totally discredited the anti-war movement, and allowed the Vietnam War to continue for another 2 years, 60,000 Americans dead, complete military political disaster, all on orders from the Nixon White House and carried out by the FBI. And they're still playing the same dirty games today.
I have to agree with you there, and I think that the only reason that they didn't get masses there under this Recreate 68 guise is because of the work that Jonathan Elanoff over at We Are Change Colorado did. because of the work that Alex Jones did exposing them so that they were kind of marginalized. Instead of thousands, there were hundreds. But that doesn't stop Fox News for showing the 100 protesters that got arrested, for showing their gross tactics where they're, actually, yeah, we've got one. We can't play it here, but Griff Jenkins and Fox News actually try to interview some of these people, and they are physically assaulted. The cameraman is physically assaulted, pushed out of the crowd. So is the anchorman. And this makes us look like animals. This makes the true voice of dissent and the real issues look like they don't matter, and the people that are for these issues are just crazies. And that's what they want to put forth to the American people.
Well, I think the bottom line is, you know, it worked back in the 1960s. Is it going to work today? I don't think so. As you said, they didn't get the crowd there they wanted to get, and Fox News can put this on the air, but it doesn't mean anybody's watching. And we already know that Fox News viewership is in decline. The major newspaper readership is in decline. The audiences are coming over to your show, your website, my website. Our numbers are continuing to climb at a time when most big city newspapers are having to let staff go. So the bottom line is they're still playing the games by the rules that worked back at the height of the Cold War before there was an internet, and they don't get it that they're dealing with a population that is far more sophisticated, far more educated, far more suspicious and skeptical than was the norm back in the 1950s and 60s. And even this stupid attempt to bring back the Cold War by demonizing Russia is not getting any traction today.
Absolutely, and you know, all the papers are still saying that Russia is the aggressor, the bear is back, and that poor little Georgia, when we in fact know that, you know, U.S. and Israeli special forces were in Georgia for quote-unquote drills, they were moving in all this equipment, and then they attack South Ossetia, and the Russians come in to basically stop the ethnic cleansing. They actually get a 12-year-old American girl from San Francisco out of there. She goes on Fox News, she lets the cat out of the bag. And then the next day, I watched Saakashvili on Glenn Beck, you know, the standard doublespeak, even talking about doublespeak and Orwellian doublethink. But then he really shows his true colors in the final segment when he relays that he's part of the New World Order. By that verbiage, he says, this is about the future of Europe. This is about the future of the New World Order. And Russia doesn't want that. So you know Saakashvili is under their thumb. I mean, for instance, he's been trying to get into NATO. He sent the third largest amount of troops into Iraq for our benefit, something like 3,000 troops out there. So, I mean, it's a very thin veil that is being exposed because of sites like yours and ours.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. Just today, the U.S. government has announced they will rebuild Georgia's military. I mean, that's basically an admission that this whole war by Georgia against Russia was our idea to begin with, because we're going to go in there and use taxpayer dollars to replace everything that was lost.
Absolutely. Let's take a few callers. Let's go to Thorne in Colorado. Thorne, something for Mike or myself?
Hey, boss, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, everything that all you guys are doing out there, keep representing, brothers. This goes out to the Mountain Grown community. We've got, six servers. We've been sponsoring everything that all you guys have done for the last 6 years, and we're honored to have a few other servers out there promoting a lot of your links and backing up everything that you got to say. And we've got over 235 of our staff members here that are, I mean, just totally 100% behind what you guys are doing. And I'm located right outside the Gunnison Mountains, right on the backside of Aspen, Colorado. And so I got a lot of friends and everything down there that got a lot more info on this.
Well, I went down to Denver in February, and I was quite shocked to see what a beautiful city it was and how aware a lot of people were. I was on, like, the mainline radio station there with a guy called Uncle Nasty, who everybody seemed to know. And, he was agreeing with us. He was a Ron Paul guy. So it's because of hard work like yours and others out there that just want to be info warriors that we're able to progress. I thank you for the call. I mean, it is vitally important, Mike, that everybody that can get involved does get involved. We all have great power. We all have special skills. I mean, the skills that you have with whatreallyhappened.com, I mean, you've put together a website now that has been up for, something like over a decade that has consistently had great information. And has only grown. You know, other people can do this if they have the will. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. And even if they don't want to bother with the website, the most important thing people can do is just talk about what they're thinking and feeling and knowing with everybody around them. Because when you speak out, you're going to give other people around you the courage to speak out. And one of the biggest lies the government is trying to put out all the time is that people who don't agree with the government are a fringe minority. They don't matter. They're kooks. You don't want to hang out with them. That's the reason for this Recreate 98, is to make people who don't agree with the government look bad. But every time you speak out, you're going to find yourself, you're in a room of people who really do think the same way you do, and they were all staying silent because they thought they were the only one. So when you speak out, you let them know they're not alone, and you give them the courage so that they go and speak out. And this is how consensus gets built.
Absolutely. And we've got Alex Jones back on the line from the DNC. Alex?
Yeah, I just had Fox News call me, Fox TV, Fox Radio, and ask why I'm saying kill Michelle Malkin. They said, why did you say murder her? And I told them, I said, be very careful. And they said, well, it's already out. If you just type into Google, a bunch of news sources, Alex Jones says kill Michelle Malkin. I need all the listeners' help to contact all these blogs, all these news sites, and let them know, because they are really going to try to demonize us all with this new hoax. This is what you do when you say torture's good, secret arrest is good, secret camps are good, the Marines didn't kill the puppy. This is what you do when you're a pile of crap, is that you lie and say that somebody is calling for your death. And it's all on the videos that I didn't say that. I need Paul Watson on this now. Headline, you know, Michelle Malkin and friends launch huge hoax, say Alex Jones said killer, because they can't respond to the real facts. Mike Rivero, I mean, I need everybody to hit this hard. I'm begging you for help to analyze this, because you're well-respected, because they're really trying to give us all a black eye with this, with a new, huge hoax. But we can really catch them with their pants down. I mean, what do you recommend, Mike Rivero? I mean, I need everybody's help here. This is a huge hoax they're launching.
Well, I think what you're doing is absolutely the right thing. I've already got the Michelle Malkin video up on my website. I'm going to go back and add some commentary to it. Yeah, everybody needs to go out and start posting stories saying, once again, the corporate media is caught in a lie. They're claiming that Alex Jones said, kill Michelle Malkin. He didn't say it. It is on the videotape. And we just need to rub it in their faces. Because when they get the idea that the joke ain't working, then the hoax ain't working, that's when they'll stop.
I agree with you. And again, these individuals left with her. There was like three neocon blogs. It's all the ones that she plugs on her site. Put pajamas and some other stupid ones. They had these frat boys with them posing as anarchists, doing stupid stuff for her cameras, for stage photos with her. I don't know if they're in cahoots, but they all left together. And they were, and they would scream, kill Michelle Malkin, kill her. And then they would scream, why are you saying kill her? And put cameras on me. And so I would then say, what are you talking about? You just said that. So they're just complete bastards. I mean, they are so dishonest. They're so used to an American people that are dumbed down and believe anything. And I think this is why the mainstream media is imploding, and even their little allied blog sites, because, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if these people weren't hirelings, because, I mean, hell, we know Homeland Security is the main advertiser. Literally, Homeland Security, I was on Michelle Malkin's website last night, is her main and almost sole advertiser. So they're freaking government-funded right in front of everybody, running around saying I'm calling for her death. She already had nutcases after it happened last night, come up to me on the street and start threatening me for being mean to that sweet little Michelle Malkin. And these people have slandered and libeled and defamed me, but not just me, folks. They're defaming all 9/11 truthers. They're saying 9/11 truthers call for the death of Michelle Malkin. These people are disgusting. They're pulling a false flag on us right now. I had people in our own movement pull a false flag on me last week when I could care less about the stuff they're doing. I went completely away from all of them. Point is, I am being attacked from every side with false flags, ladies and gentlemen. They are pulling false flags on us.
Alex, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Okay, if I were sitting in your place, I would definitely consider a lawsuit against one of the media outlets that says that you said murder Michelle Malkin or kill Michelle Malkin, and dare them to produce a video clip of you actually doing that. And if they can't, now you may not win the lawsuit because they've got more lawyers than you do, but it's going to make your name a household name. They're going to have to respond to it publicly. It's a huge opportunity to get this thing in front of people who otherwise would never see it.
I mean, they don't care. They say that they didn't kill that dog. They still say we're lying about that. And when the Marine Corps admits it, I mean, they're just They're just unbelievably deceptive. I know, Mike, I'm just trying to finish films, make films, do radio shows, interview great folks like you. I just have to sue people. I guess I have to sue some locals. I have to, who are like trying to blackmail and call police on people and stuff and set people up. And I guess I've got to sue them too. My God, we're under attack, folks. We need support and help. Maybe I'll do a poll on the website if people think I should spend the money they've donated or given to us by buying products to sue them. I can't believe how evil these people are. You know, every time I think they won't sink lower, they sink lower. Just, Mike, you're well respected. Analyze this. Help me. Everybody, Burmese, listeners, help us all because we're under attack. I'm going to let you go back. God bless you, gentlemen.
All right, Mike Rivera, what is your assessment of the situation?
Well, one of the problems that we're dealing with is you and I and Alex and all of the 9/11 truthers and the people who come to our websites, we are moral citizens. We have spent our entire lives believing that you tell the truth, that you give other people a fair shot at the First Amendment rights, that everybody is supposed to be heard. Unfortunately, we get this mindset called the true believer. And these are people who truly believe they know what's best for the country over anybody else, and this gives them a right to play by a different set of rules, to lie, cheat, and steal, sometimes even murder, because they serve a higher purpose or a higher law or a higher whatever it is they want to come up with. But they really convince themselves that everything that they do along these lines is really okay because it's for a greater good that they themselves have defined as the direction the nation should go in. And this is what happened when we had Nixon with his best and brightest, and they were breaking the laws left and right. They did the whole Watergate break-in, the sabotage of the Democratic primaries, because they truly believed they were what's best for the country, and therefore they were justified in breaking the rules to put their agenda forward. And what we're seeing with this Recreate 98 group is exactly the same thing. They're behaving the way they do because they think it's justified by whatever...
All right. A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'll be sitting in until Thursday. Final segment with Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. We've been talking about Recreate 68, the DNC, the provocateurs, Michelle Malkin, and Alex Jones. We played some of that on the show in the first hour. And, of course, they're trying to say that Alex Jones called for Michelle Malkin's death when, of course, he didn't call for her death. He called for people to realize that she is saying put Americans in internment camps, trying to deny that our soldiers kill puppies. Folks, they kill a lot worse, okay? They really do feel like they're above the law, especially the Blackwater types. I mean, there's video out there of troops listening to Elvis as they gun down the cars behind them with, you know, they have no idea who's in those cars. Those cars are hundreds of yards away, and they literally open machine gun fire. And that's what's really going on. That is the real deal. We have Blackwater now openly opening up a security and intelligence arm. It's not just, you know, about them marching down, helping troops or helping quote unquote private investors. Now they're going to be quote unquote gathering intelligence. I mean, this was an intelligence op from the beginning in order for them to have their own privatized armies that will come in and kill us if necessary. Mike?
Well, absolutely. We're seeing a tremendous amount of abuse within our own country, and it's very obvious that a government that is willing to simply ignore the rules of international of warfare, international law of warfare, they're not going to be respecting their own laws here in the United States. And we've seen that with Bush declaring the Constitution to be a blankety-blank piece of paper. We certainly have seen the very real-world ramifications of his attitude. The First Amendment is now confined to free speech zones. The Fourth and Fifth Amendments are all but gone. They're reading our emails without warrants. They're listening to our phone calls without warrants. The FBI has just been given authority to conduct investigations on anybody without justification. They don't have to prove suspicion. They don't have to prove reasonable cause. They can just say we're investigating anybody we feel like, anytime we feel like, and just go in on fishing expeditions to try and find something we can use to bludgeon them with or intimidate them with to keep them in line and going along with what the government says. And, folks, that's a dictatorship. When the government is hunting through your life to find things they can use to control you with, that is a dictatorship.
I'm with you 100%, and it obviously is a dictatorship. And the bill that you're talking about, you know, some false left-right guys like Russ Feingold and Ted Kennedy, yeah, right, he's on our side, are speaking out against it. But this one literally says that they can create a profile on you, go and conduct interviews with your neighbors, not representing themselves as law enforcement, FBI, Homeland Security, or anything, just representing themselves as a normal person, and seeing if the neighbors want to throw you under the bus. And then if they do want to throw you under the bus, they're going to be an FBI asset, a Homeland Security asset. And it is literally a new Stasi force they're going to use on American citizens who are not suspected of doing anything, Mike.
Yeah, that's absolutely it, and you name them correctly. It's a whole new Stasi, or if you prefer, it's the Gestapo, and that's exactly what it is. And all I can imagine is that our president's grandfather must have filled George's head full of all kinds of good stories about it was his German business partner and what great ideas he had, and said, you know, that Adolf fella almost pulled it off, and you really ought to give it a try and see if you can make it work, because that sure seems to be what he's doing.
Well, what do you feel about Obama going to Berlin and talking about, quote unquote, global citizenship? And in the future, the global citizen will have to do more, not less, Mike. Well, before I was doing this, I was working 60 hours a week to barely push out 24 G's a year to, you know, rent a house and maybe be able to eat all week. I mean, more, not less. This is insanity.
I would agree with you, and this gets back to that quote from George Bush where he's talking to that divorcee who's working three jobs, and he's saying, well, that's fantastic. That's truly American, you know, and then he makes jokes about are you getting enough sleep. And, you know, our entire political leadership, Republican and Democrat, they seem to view Americans as just a population to be flogged to work harder and taxed more. They really do view us as an unending source of wealth.
All right, thanks, Mike. It's whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us again, Mike.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.